looking out of work, I note that in 2 weeks, when the clocks have gone back, it will be dark at this time. Another way to look at it is that future me glancing at the clock in a fortnight will already be home, grating cheese on pesto pasta. Lucky guy. Back here, it's rather like the inner workings have been revealed. Or is it that something has been tethered? A dog limited by the length of cord, binding it to a post, realizing its miserly environs, begins gnawing. But once the rope is through, rather than amble away, it's as though the ground has given way, or the sky pulled upwards, paws in mush, if I'm still the imagined dog. While returning myself to a human, I find I'm simultaneously plunging, projected, imploding, and exploding. Returning yet again, I find I'm still bound and testing the metaphorical rope at its extremities, and I find it comforting. In time, I can waste, lose, apparently gain and utilize, be the perfect consumer. And, along with that intangible, is my house and work, far more apparent, which situate me, allow recall and future forecasts within familiarity. Then I must have been nervously gnawing again, and I remember the ambulance taking the old lady across the street, early one Sunday, away from the house she lived in for 50 years. Did she know she would never be back? That her son would empty it, move her up north to an old person's home close to him? At her age, was she imagining the future or living the past? Is that too binary? Or was she present, aware of each perspective but unbound? So when she was taken off that morning, there were no restraints.
Observations, scuffled something increasingly mewing, straps craftily flab, burst halibut wasting unsuccessfully, imagining sway decoding datable crowd cursing, backup forecast slug colonies uproot, explorer onion starving vital spiking together, picture smokers poodle spilling fussed manuals, toddlers, secular carpenters, searing ogre therapy, crayfish magistrates shrugging, wolves detonating commentary, faltering nieces roaring, flasks accrue unregulated, enhanced querying cakes, hamburger inheritance paperback, finale tacklers distracted, hard winds, zip up rasp rocket. I can't believe we were swimming through that river for 2 hours, trying to find that peasant airport. Now we're all sitting in our circle in the stockroom, exhausted from the mutual headbutting. It's a crisp winter morning, and the mirror in the restaurant adjacent is not seen as a mirror to begin with. In the window, it's fixed on a pillar perpendicular to the final window frame. It reflects this window pane and doubled from its outset. Occasionally, the doorman will wander toward himself, absorb into himself and disappear, only to reappear seconds later, wielding a book in his hand and espousing some aphorism. It's been written in my coffee book. The world is pressing in a jarring wonk, pressing into the crusty void, zigzagging, lapping down. I am the chat de jour. The black song spikes are spiking in my mouth. Now you've heard it, and not for the first time. It's planets trying to fist bump each other. Actually, just one lonely planet failing to do so. See, each time its orbit comes into phase with Mars, Earth raises its fist to bump, but Mars doesn't notice. Too distracted by the other planets, Earth gingerly lowers his fist, timidly unclenching, or pretends he was going to scratch his ear or something, smooth his mustache. There was one time during the first 10 billion years since the Big Bang when elbow bumps were the thing that Mars did make contact with, but in fact a clumsy gestural mismatch went for it, fumbled, crasped, clasped at the elbow, and slightly too late at that, so ended up pinching at the flannel of Earth's shirt. When a planet looks at you and adjusts its posture, it's fairly certain you've been slouching. In fact, there's a few things I'd like to know about the Earth since we lost it. Has it shrunk? Has it grown? Is it swifter? Leaner? Has it developed any discoloration? Is it showing any signs of wear? Are the edges frayed or feathered? Is there an unfamiliar creaking? Is the bone structure sound? Do the ribs carry forth? Is there a whistling, hissing, or other signs of deflation? Is there a faltering in its immodesty? Are there novel tics, stammers, or other perversions of polite comportment? Are formerly discernible features now lost in the mossy morass of a third planetary puberty? Closest approaches of Earth and Mars are about 34 million miles in 2018, 33.85 million miles in 2035, and are estimated to be 33.46 million miles in 2287. Around about this time, when Mars comes around, Earth, the shed of its inhabitants, will finally gain some kind of recognition.